Welcome everyone to another episode of the Mentoring Minute podcast from the Alberta Mentoring Partnership. Today, we're sharing the audio from our first sold-out AMP Learning Day 2018. This event was held May 25th at the University of Alberta. We're joined by mentoring program professionals, practitioners, researchers, and leaders from across Alberta, and guests from Saskatchewan and Ontario. In addition to building a community of practice, we wanted to share learnings, research, and help connect folks together to help solve mentoring programs, solve mentoring problems, grow mentoring research, and help our programs be successful. If you're interested in joining the community of practice, please look online at albertamentors.ca/learning, and there at the bottom of the page, there's an opportunity to put in your email, and you'll be invited to future events. The next 5 podcasts are going to be part of a series of the audio from AMP Learning Day. We encourage you to download the handouts and watch the video presentations. You can find all of these materials at albertamentors.ca/learning. Some of the episodes, while the audio is valuable, you definitely want to take a look at the slides. And we had the event video recorded, so please do check that out. And it's free professional development for your organization at your next meeting. So this first episode is a bit of an experimental episode. At the end of the day, we wanted to have a discussion to summarize what we learned and to share and what we wanted to tell the rest of the Alberta mentoring community about the day. So we asked 3 broad questions. What's a tactic you heard about? What's a strategy or a wow moment that surprised you from the day? And what's a topic or an issue that you wanted to learn more about? So we're going to share with you the audio today that we recorded from this event. And as well, we have some notes that we're going to include in a future newsletter. So tune in again to albertamentors.ca/learning to watch the video. And we'll let the audio today tease the next 4 episodes about what we're going to be sharing. So stay tuned for the rest of the presentations. But for today, let's start with the summary episode first. So today, as we think about wrapping up today and think about what we've learned, what we still want to learn, we're actually recording this room live for the next episode of the Alberta Mentoring Partnership podcast. So Corey's got the mic rolling, and we're going to be capturing answers to basically 3 questions for all of you. First of all, what's a tactic that you heard about today? Something quick, actionable, that you'd want to tell a colleague about? What's a strategy or a wow moment, something that a speaker shared or something that really stuck with you? And then finally, what's something that you want to learn more about? And you can answer any of these questions. You can note it. Rochelle here is going to be minuting it. It's going to become a future newsletter that we're going to send out to everyone, because we realized there were a lot of people who wrote us today and said, we'd love to be there with you. Our agency just doesn't have the money to bus us up to Edmonton today. We can't take a day off work. I'm a teacher. I can't get us up today. But we want to know what you're learning and what you're sharing and what you're hearing about. So for everyone else in the movement in Alberta, we're just going to open up the floor. What have you heard about? What's something you wish that we would talk more about, or that we could hear more about, or that would be a future episode of a webinar or a PD session or something else? What's on your mind? What stuck with you? What wowed you? Floor is yours.
I'm really excited to get Cynthia's training for volunteers, because we had you come last year, and my staff have been doing all the training all along, but we didn't know how to implement it with the volunteers. So I will be sending you an email.
Awesome.
I know you will.
Don't worry, it'll be edited. It takes out the ums and ahs, it cuts everything. We just want. Don't be intimidated by the mic. Please.
2 things. First, that this just continues to validate the work that we're doing and defines and redefines it. And secondly, I can't stop thinking, because I'm golden OCD about her going backwards from, in the last presentation, the breakout session after lunch, about this is your strength. This is how I know it's your strength, because you punch holes in the wall. That was really amazing to me. So if she could do a webinar, that'd be fantastic.
That was the better evaluation?
With
Terry. Excellent.
Yes.
Yeah. She had a lot to share.
So Terry, and I think we are looking for other webinars, because the experts are in the room, and that's the one thing that we have to be conscious of. Like, we trying to meet these information gaps, but there's many of you here that probably could be here, so, and we're looking for webinar volunteers, so please feel free to sign up.
So you guys videotaped today. Did
We try to, and we're hoping to put out the videos on that. Yeah.
Oh.
Some more digital learning opportunities.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Terry had this comment in her presentation about like if you don't measure it, you don't capture it. And so that got me thinking of like asking the right questions and more participatory evaluation and having youth like really lead what it is that they want to get out of mentorship programs. Specifically, we work with Indigenous young adults, but kind of an older demographic. And so because of that, I think like our interactions with mentees have to be like definitely more collaborative, because we're not working with littles, we're not working with like 10-year-olds, we're working with people who are basically the same age as me. And so I think that piece, and also like how do we do more evaluation that is Indigenous-led and questions that Indigenous communities care about.
Great point.
I guess one of the things that really stuck with me from the beginning, and it's something that I'm already passionate about, but that idea of passing the mic and making sure that we're youth-centric or user-centric, and we always involve the population that we're trying to serve in finding the solutions and being part of the solution, I feel like that's a really important learning. And if I could go two for one now. Also, I really enjoyed the presentation on the common and I think it's incredible to learn that we're getting to a point where we're able to share information, but also kind of pick same outcomes and focus and expand our impact. So those were just two incredible kind of findings for me. So thank you.
I think the important thing that I got out of today was just how we, like if we're doing all of these things, how we need to actually collaborate with the people who it affects. Because often, like with the circle and stuff like that, I think it's amazing. I just think that always collaborating with the people who actually have the voice of what they need is important, because we can create all these programs and continue to do that, but if we're not collaborating with them, maybe they aren't getting what they need out of it.
There was one thing that Terry said as well. I had to write it down. Why would you do an intervention if you're not reporting on it? So again, I think that conscientiousness, because sometimes we can get involved in a number of different activities or busy work, and that we don't always include reporting and evaluation and capturing why and what's occurring, and so that stuck with me.
It was just a word, I believe, that Stacy used it this morning, but it kind of stuck with me. We always use the word littles or mentees or youth, and she used the word protege. And I really like the positive connotation of that word. That really stuck with me. And the other thing that stuck with me is mentoring as an intervention. I think that's a really good tool to use when we're going out and talking to funders and some of the stats surrounding mentoring as an intervention with youth.
Be brave.
The video presentation that started the morning, she was here yesterday.
Tori.
We didn't know she was here yesterday, was that a very private thing?
It was a small group. It was like six to 12 people. Yeah.
So I had, in all the years that I've done this work in children's services and foster care and adoption and trauma and stuff, and the last decade and almost a half of working with Crystal Kids, I've never heard victimhood. And so that really resonated with me and stuck with me. And so that kind of, I've been thinking about that all day throughout the day. That is pretty amazing. So I don't know if she has, does she have other TED Talks and other things available? Like she must have.
Yeah, she has a book out called Critical Mentoring.
Yeah,
and
okay, so
it's like a Tori Weston Sheridan, and
okay.
We'll link to it. We tweeted out that TED Talk, and there's a lot of other work she's done too. It's really good.
Yeah, I retweeted it. Anyway, I kind of freaked out about that a little bit because it's really profound. That my very first comment was, it just confirms and validates the work that we're doing. So she articulated it probably better than I've ever heard it articulated, but it really meant a lot to hear that.
How many of you have to write grant applications yourself? So has anything today helped you in that process, or will it improve that? Any changes today help to change your influence your work?
I think just that, like, I know grant applications don't always have the story attached, but just in the outcomes, one over there, I forget what it's called, common outcomes, just saying how the evaluation is telling someone's story. Like, I've never thought of it like that before. I've always just thought of it as actual work, but that it's telling someone's story, that it makes me think of it differently, and it's more enjoyable than to do it, just when you change your policy.
So,
yes.
Write that down.
when somebody said case studies part of evaluation or part of proposals, absolutely. That, I think, sometimes they ask that, in the common outcomes they ask if there's any case studies or history.
Success stories,
that's what it is. Success stories we'd like to share. And we often do. I'm usually the one that does that, so I ad nauseum fill out multiple. I ran out of room in the field, so I'll just put it that way. Big surprise. But yeah, absolutely. I think that is an important part of an application for funding, is the case study, because we're often asked it in evaluation, but not always in proposals. So I think that's good to know.
And then gentlemen, what's your...
I was going to say the possibility of using representative samples instead of always using the whole population when you're doing evaluation.
Something else that really stuck with me that came out of the Common Outcomes Initiative was that idea of kind of making sure that your questions or whatever you're trying to evaluate or where you're phrasing your questions is targeted to the specific demographic that you're working with. And a tool that was suggested that I wrote down here is, I think it's Readability, and it's an online tool that allows you to check like the grade level of your question. So I think that's very relevant, because if you don't have the right question and the right question phrased the right way, you're not gonna get good information. So that was really cool.
Very true.
So Michael, Sylvia's here, and what I'm thinking, unless somebody has another burning comment, we are going to send an evaluation back online. And again, if you're feeling just a little shy, you need more time on your way back home to Calgary or whatever to think about what you'd like to add. The questions really, again, are, you know, what did we miss? What can we add to? Are you interested in a different type of webinar or content area? We've heard from many of you right now, and I think some of the common themes are coming, but we would like to also have you think, just, you know, right out there, like, this just didn't meet my needs. This is what I need to have next time. I need these resources, and you can put that in the evaluation that's going out after
and,
this.
And we're very mindful that many of you in the room are the experts, and
yes,
we'd love to interview you. We'd love to come over with our mic or our camera and hear about what's happening at your agency, what you're doing for kids, and how you're improving outcomes through mentoring. And so wherever you are, we want to connect with you.
Yeah, we're only via video conference. You don't have to be in the room.
Yeah.
And somebody asked me at lunch, she said, so where is this community practice? You're the community practice. We have just snuck that upon you. Signed up. You've been giving us the information either through the webinars or through today. Spread the word with your colleagues. You got to have a little bit of an interest in evaluation and research, and it shouldn't be seen as being drudgery. Hopefully, it is about storytelling, sharing information in a consistent way. And there's some very unique ways of going about doing evaluation and research that are we think is quite exciting.
You can sign up albertamentors.ca/learning. In addition to our regular newsletter, if we're doing specific research opportunities or work like you've heard about today, that's the sub list that we target. So that's the best way to remain appraised of all of this.
Great. So
now
it's my turn to introduce you, Sylvia. And as I mentioned at the beginning of the day, which seems like a long time ago, Alberta Mentoring Partnership has co-chairs from the Departments of Education, and we met Marty this morning, and now we have the co-chair from Children's Services. We didn't meet Liz O'Neill, but I'm sure you all know Liz O'Neill. She's the third co-chair. tripartite co-chair exists. And Sylvia, you're going to, you're with Children's Services, and what's your title again?
Executive Director of Prevention and Early Intervention.
Okay. Sorry about that, Lacey. Do you see?
And you, oh my God, thank you. It keeps changing.
Oh, there you go. We got you added on. So
yeah.
Prevention, early intervention, and you. Some closing comments from Sylvia, and then we'll get people out and form it as soon as possible.
Great, and I won't keep you long, although I must say, walking into a classroom in a university setting, research and evaluation, I'm getting a stomachache. Bad flashbacks for me. So
depleting of trauma.
Oh my gosh, exactly. It's like, oh, here comes that old trauma.
You need a mentor.
I needed a mentor then because I did not understand. Like, I'm like, okay. I got through it somehow. Anyway, hello, and thank you for being here today and for being so passionate about mentoring that you sit in one of the most beautiful days we've had in a long time and work on research and evaluation. So you've all done the heavy lifting today, and I'm going to be very quick to get you out of here. As Robin said, my role is that of Executive Director of Prevention, Early Intervention, and Youth, and also co-chair of the Alberta Mentoring Partnership, and supporting youth at risk and developing their resiliency through mentoring opportunities is a really important part of the work that we do, and it's also a priority for the government of Alberta and certainly for Children's Services. Mentoring is in our business plan every year. We've gone through a couple of rough years in Alberta in terms of the economy. That doesn't mean that mentoring isn't still a priority. It means that we've tried to do as much as we can with few resources, and when the resources are there, they will certainly be enhanced. And we are working hard to have mentoring expand into Indigenous communities as well as throughout Alberta in other communities. And as you know, there are different challenges based on where you live and the geography and the being able to get to people and the price of gas and driving and all of those other things that become big challenges for mentoring and for mentors. So really appreciate you being here. We also are really looking at expanding our mentoring opportunities for youth in care, youth involved in children intervention or child intervention services, and those at risk of becoming involved in intervention services. We really do feel that through the use of mentors, having that relationship with one other person outside of even the norm of the people that these kids and youth hang out with day to day or are involved with day to day, expands their resiliency and their ability to see the world a little bit differently. So it's wonderful to be able to provide those opportunities, and Rochelle's going to work hard at expanding those programs throughout the next couple of years. So thank you for that, Rochelle. So we know that the mentors make the difference in the lives of the youth and the kids and the families that we are involved with. And so again, on behalf of AMP, or Alberta Mentoring Partnership, I want to thank you for contributing to building and strengthening the mentorship ecosystem in Alberta by sharing your wisdom and your passion as you've done here today for youth mentoring. You open doors for young people that would otherwise be closed. And I think that is one of the most important points. I was telling someone the other day about how we would drive kids sometimes when I worked in an agency out to the mountains who were 15, 16, lived in Calgary their whole life, had never seen the mountain. So having those doors open to them so they can feel like other kids is so important, and having that person to talk to and connect with. So again, thank you for that. Today you also heard, I understand, from speakers across Canada with expertise in research evaluation and knowledge mobilization, which allows us then to share your expertise across Canada, across the states, and even across the world. so thank you for sharing your expertise. We couldn't do what we do without your support, and it really, when we talk about the Alberta Mentoring Partnership, it really is a partnership made up of the experts who are in the room and the network that exists so that we can help each other and participate and contribute in ways that are meaningful to our kids at the end of the day and our families. So thank you for that. I'm going to give a special shout out to the organizers here today, committee members Robin Lagdar, Therines Lorenz Macrae. Did I say that even partly right?
She's not here.
Did I even say it partly? Not even partly. Let's not tell her. Tracy Lockhart.
You're being taped, though.
Oh. Children's Services and supports the Alberta Mentoring Partnership and Mentor. Corey Dodge, I saw you. Hi, Corey. Thank you very much. Corey, we would not be where we are today without Corey organizing us and coordinating. And Michael Jan spreading the word. So thank you to you, Michael, for your great work in marketing and socializing mentoring for all of us. Also, like to thank
thank you for listening to today's podcast. Please visit www.albertamentors.ca to see our resources, explore our content, and learn more about how you can expand and enhance your mentoring program. Please subscribe to our podcast on Google Play, Stitcher, iTunes, or wherever you find your podcast. And please take a moment to subscribe to our YouTube channel so you can watch our webinars and take more of our great content back to your mentoring program. If you have a guest or a topic you would like covered on our show, please shoot us an email. We want to hear your mentoring challenges and celebrate your big wins. Reach out to us at mentor.support@albertamentors.ca.